Hey guys, Max here, the Celeb Talk guy. You guys asked for it, and I am here to deliver with a new exclusive interview, this time with baby girl Lisa's best friend, Nicole. So let's not waste any more time and jump right into this amazing interview. Okay, guys, I am so excited. Tonight we have Nicole from 90 Day Fiancé. She is very close friends with yours truly, baby girl Lisa. She was kind enough to come onto this podcast and do an exclusive interview. So let's welcome her right now. Nicole, are you still there?
Yes, I am. Hello.
Hey, Nicole, how's everything going?
It's good, thanks. How are you?
I am doing awesome. I really appreciate you coming on. Seriously, I know, you know, it sounds like I might be exaggerating, but seriously, over at least 400 to 500 people asked you to come on because I did a little teaser in my last video, and I asked if anyone wanted to hear from you, and at least 400 to 500 people commented in the video saying that they want to hear from you.
Oh, man. I wasn't aware anybody even knew who I was like that.
Well, hey, you must have made somewhat of an impact. I know you were on an episode or two, so you must have made somewhat of an impact. They definitely remembered you.
I have a little bit of following, but not like Lisa.
Yeah, that's right. Well, hey, you know, I really appreciate it. We are so excited. I have a short little laundry list of questions that we are dying to ask you. So let's just jump right into this thing. You know, for those of you that might not totally know, how do you know Lisa? Are you guys related? Are you friends? How has that relationship been? How long ago did you guys meet?
Lisa has been in my life since I was 8 years old. Lisa was my mother's best friend, and she also worked for my grandparents for a period of time.
Wow.
So she's been around since I was a kid. So she's more like a second mom.
Wow. Okay. So you guys are pretty tight then, huh?
Yes. Yeah. For the most part. Yeah.
And so, you know, Lisa was talking to Usman a few years back. When did she come to you, if you remember, you know, roughly, and said that she was talking to a man overseas? Do you remember?
She really started talking about Usman that I heard about him maybe like a year and a half ago, but prior to that, there was a period of time where we had lost touch for a little bit, so I hadn't talked to her for almost a year or two.
Okay.
And then she ended up getting me a job where she was working, and around that time when I came back in there, that's when I found out about Usman, and I started talking to Usman, and that's when all that kind of transpired.
Gotcha.
So probably about a year and a half before the show,
okay,
I knew about Usman.
Okay, and so when, you know, your longtime friend, Lisa, baby girl Lisa for some of us, but when she comes to you and says she's talking to a man overseas, I know she was married before that ended in divorce, and it sounded like on the show it wasn't the best divorce. You know, it sounded like it got a little bit ugly. What did you think? You know, I'm just so curious, when your friend came to you, were you surprised, shocked? What was going through your head?
My initial response was, I'm crazy. Like,
right.
It didn't seem real to me. Like, I seemed like she was crazy, and she was but I just brushed it off as nothing's going to come from it. Like, you know what I mean? If it is, she'll find out. Like, well, I just kind of, like, brushed it off and let it go. And then over time, when I started talking to Usman and we've had conversations and things, I started to get a little more comfortable and a little more understanding.
Mm-hmm.
But naturally, at first, I had the same fears and things that everybody else had. Is he scamming her? Is he trying to get money? The age difference?
Like, right.
All that was a factor. But I also know that Lisa is a very headstrong woman, and she's going to do whatever she wants to do, no matter who feels what about it, because that's just how she did it.
Right. And so you're saying that you actually did talk to Usman over the phone or on WhatsApp before Lisa went over to...
No, on video chat.
Okay.
On video chat, when I'd come into work, she'd be on the phone with him, so I would talk to him, and he'd mess with me for a little bit, and then she'd leave, and I'd go to work.
Yeah. Well, he's a really charming guy. I can see why she likes him. He's got a hilarious personality, and I hate to say it, you know, his music isn't half bad. It's kind of catchy. It's kind of going viral in the 90 Day Fiancé community, too, so I can see why she likes him.
Right, and he's a very sweet, charismatic person. Like, it's hard not to like Usman.
Right.
Like, he has that character that makes you want to like him. He's funny. Like,
yep.
He's sweet. Like, he really is a lovable guy.
But on the flip side, as a really close friend, if I was in your shoes, I would feel a little bit concerned and worried with the age difference and with that music career that he was totally using my friend just to come to America. Did you ever have any concerns that he was just trying to become famous? You know, that's why he was, you know, sparking up this relationship?
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. Like I said, like, I looked at it like a lot of people looked at it, and I felt like he was trying to, like, you know what I mean, like, use her to scam her for money, and then I found out about the music, and I was like, oh, okay, like, he's just trying to get his music seen over here, and you know what I mean? So I went through all of the changes that America went through.
Yeah.
I went through, Lisa and I have had countless conversations about it, and I've expressed my concerns to her.
He does seem to be a really genuine guy, and so obviously I take it you're watching this season of 90 Day Fiancé, right?
Oh, most definitely, yeah.
Yeah.
I know what she tells me, but I want to see how it transpired.
Right.
And see so, how everything played out, too.
Well, so that's my question. What are you thinking when you're watching this live, seeing your best friend, seeing Usman? What are you surprised? Are you shocked? Did you think it was going to go this way? What are you thinking when you watch it live?
I honestly, as her friend, of course, when he came on and said about the 70% good and all that, like, that pissed me off.
Mm-hmm.
Only because you knew this was going to be shown to the world. You knew she was going to see that, and it could possibly hurt her feelings. So that's what made me angry, just because I, around people that I love, I'm very protective. So if I feel like somebody's going to get their feelings hurt or they're going to get hurt, like, that in turn pisses me off.
Sure.
Because I feel like I have to protect everybody and save everybody.
Yeah.
So watching it on the show and watching some of his comments and watching the way his friends acted behind their back, like, that made me kind of, like, leery for a minute. Like, hold up now. Like, was I fooled too? Like, is it what I thought originally?
No, I didn't know if it was just a language barrier, the 70% good thing. Maybe he didn't mean it. I didn't know, and I didn't want to speculate, but there were some comments he made and his friends made, and then after the episode last night that even his mom made, that if she was my closest friend, I would have been offended. They were inappropriate. They were rude. If you put yourself in Lisa's situation, but, you know, hey, there are situations too where Usman really does seem to be standing up for Lisa, and he seems to be a pretty good guy. So it's definitely, you know, back and forth, 50-50, from what I'm seeing, at least, with their relationship.
Right.
Yeah.
And I do think, like you said, a lot of it is a language barrier.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he understands how it's coming across.
Yeah.
Like, Americans, we take everything and we pick everything apart. Oh, my God, that was rude. Like,
yeah.
But I don't think a lot of the things he says, I don't think he's intending for them to be hurtful.
Right.
I don't think he knows how else to explain it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And after last night's episode, it just keeps getting crazier and crazier. Were you shocked to see last night how Usman's family took of Lisa? They didn't seem very accepting. I thought they seemed pretty rude overall. I mean, she flew whatever it was, 7,000 miles to be with this guy, and they cut their, you know, time short with her. What did you think of how everything transpired last night with Usman and his family and Lisa?
I think that regardless of their beliefs and how they feel, like, I respect everybody's beliefs and their cultures and things like that, but I feel like she was treated a little bit harshly and unfairly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like because you get up and walk away, you're done with the conversation. And over there, that's how it is. Like, that's really how it is. If the mom's done, you're done.
Right.
Like, it's different cultures. But over here, we look at it as, well, you barely had a conversation about it. Like, barely anything was said, but we also don't know how much was cut out of that conversation for TV.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it could have been way more that transpired that we don't know about. Now, I know, and I can't go into that, I know what I was told from Lisa when she came back from Nigeria.
Mm-hmm.
So, but there's things I'm seeing things on TV that I wasn't told. So there's stuff I'm finding out with watching with you guys that I didn't know. Like, I didn't know his mom said no at first.
Yeah.
I wasn't aware that whole thing transpired. But in her defense, I never really asked either. I
just
kind of, like, waited for the show, let it play out. Like, I wanted to see. I wanted to watch the show. I wanted to see how it went.
I hope everyone is enjoying the podcast interview so far. We are going to go to a brief commercial break, and we'll be back shortly. We're all watching this, and, like, me personally, when I first saw Lisa in the trailers and everything, She said she was dating a famous musician. I kind of just called BS. I go, there's no way this guy's actually famous. And we saw the clip a couple weeks ago. They had the music video, the music release party. And it looked like there was a handful of people. The people there seemed to really like his music. But, you know, from what you're seeing, is this guy really the real deal? Is he actually a famous musician over there? Or is he just a micro influencer? Like, what do you think of him just as a bystander watching the show?
From my opinion, on the outside looking in, just watching the show and without, like, my knowledge, I feel like he's trying, but I don't feel like he's as big as he wants to be or feels he is.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not to discredit what he's doing. I think he's genuinely trying. He's putting out songs. Like, he's really trying.
Yeah.
And I do believe that some people know who he is, but just like y'all, I'm on the internet, I'm reading comments, I'm reading this, I'm reading that. There's plenty of people saying that they're from Nigeria and he's not famous there, and this and that. Either way, I think that's his goal he's working towards. So
yeah.
He may not be big, but I think he's genuinely trying.
Right.
I think that's real.
Right. And then what do you think of his music? Do you like it? Do you think it's horrible? In between, what do you think?
I like it. Me personally, I've been hearing that Baby Girl Lisa, I Love You song since way before the show, so
yeah.
I'm kind of like over it at the time, but I could probably sing it word for word in my sleep.
Yeah.
But he does, like, I do like some of his songs, the one he put out, Woman, I do like that song.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't got to listen to all of them, but I like that kind of music, so,
yeah.
So I do listen to it.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I'm a super fan or anything like that, but I do listen to it.
You know, with also on the show, when you're watching this, there's so much going on. But all in all, you know, there's the fighting, there's the good, there's the bad. But do you think when you watch the show as just a bystander, do you think they actually are a good couple when you see them? You know, what do you think of Lisa and Usman when they're together on the show?
I think how they're being portrayed on the show, I think that they're showing their dad moments.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been around and I've seen their conversations and heard their conversations, and they have way more good moments than they do bad moments. But
right.
Of course, TV is going to, they want the drama. They want the stuff that's going on. They want to show that because that's what sells and that's what gives rating.
Right.
So they're I don't think they're being portrayed in the best light,
mm-hmm.
but I think they're both okay with how they're being portrayed. Like, it's not bothering them because at the end of the day, they know who they are and they know what their relationship is.
Yeah, and I think, you know, Lisa, I've been watching the show since the first season, and Lisa, I'm not saying this in a bad way, but she has gotten, from what I have seen, so much hate. And I don't mean that like I'm hating on her, but just from the comments on my videos, she's getting so much negativity. And if I was in her shoes, I wouldn't be handling that well at all. When I get hate, I really dwell on it. So I think for her, she's doing a really good job keeping her head up. It seems like, 'cause I follow her on social media too, and she really seems to be staying true to herself. You know, do you, when you read, I'm sure you're seeing some of these comments too, and some of them are, you know, really not kind. You know, what are your thoughts when you're seeing people say some of these nasty things about her and Usman, that their relationship is fake and whatnot?
I think that I definitely do read the comments and things, and I used to respond to them and defend her, but there's so many I can't keep up.
Mm-hmm.
I do think people are being very harsh, and they got an impression of her from the first time that her and I were sitting there drinking our coffee and talking about sex and the condoms. They formed their impression of her and to them, and me too. Like, they look at both of us as we're trash. Like, we're trash because we had a conversation about sex on TV. Like, Americans and people all over the world ain't having sex every day.
Right.
So that drew her a lot of hate, and it's really bad. Like, they make up all kinds of fake accounts just to get to her, and she has gotten better. In the beginning, like, it used to bother her really
mm-hmm.
bad. And even now, like, she'll go off. She'll go on a tangent. Like, but I try and tell her, like, Ma, like, ignore them. Like, don't give in to the ignorant comments. Respond to the positive ones. Let the ignorant people talk to themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the end of the day, they don't know you. They're forming their opinion based off of you on TV. And I've read in a lot of her comments, because her and I go live and things like that, I've read in a lot of comments that people did have the wrong impression of her, but then when they see her live and they see her talking and being genuine, they're like, oh, like, Lisa is kind of nice. Like, she's not this super bitch that we're painting her out to be. Right. Like,
well, see, that's why I'm so happy you're here, because I think it's a really good opportunity to at least share with my audience and my subscribers, who is the real Lisa? We all know that TLC, you know, they're just known for cutting the clips in kind of a certain way that might portray the characters in a negative way. And it seems like Lisa kind of got, you know, put like that. Some of the clips made her out to be a little bit worse than she really seems to be on the show. She seems to be a little ornery here and there. And, you know, sometimes a little, not saying she is, but that's how they portray her. Who is the real Lisa? What is she really like? What does she like to hang out with? You know, you obviously have been friends with her for years. What is the real Lisa actually like in person?
I mean, when you see Lisa and you see her head strung and her mouth, that's Lisa. Lisa doesn't pull no punches. She doesn't care. If she's feeling some type of way, you're going to know about it. If you're doing something that she doesn't agree with or she doesn't think is right, she's very headstrong and vocal. Like, she has no problem standing up for herself and standing up for what she believes in. So it's real Lisa in that sense. Like, that is her and her character. You're not going to talk to me any type of way. You're not going to treat me any type of way. That is her, but what they don't see Lisa is, like, she's very headstrong and assertive, but Lisa is also very lovable. Lisa has the biggest heart out of a lot of people that I know. Like, she'll do anything for anybody. And she does do hospice care. So in order to do that kind of care, you have to be somewhat of a caring and compassionate person, or you're not going to survive in that field.
Right.
So, yes, she has a mouth, and she's bossy, and she cusses and says what she has no filter, but she's also more than that. Like, she's actually a good person.
But that also leads us to another question that I'm dying to ask you, which is, you said that she is a hospice caregiver. Lisa said that on the show last night, but did you see the clip where Usman said that she was a doctor? Was that a language barrier mistake, or what was the deal? Did you see that clip last night?
Yeah, I saw it, and I asked her immediately because I was bugging. I thought it was hilarious. So I was asking her about it. She was like, Nick, she was like, there's no, the way Usman explained it to her, there's no word in their language for a hospice caregiver. Like, there's nothing for him to explain to her what that is, so he just said doctor.
I figured,
yeah. That was the easiest way for him to explain it. That's just all it was. It was just, he didn't have a word for hospice. So Usman does not think Lisa's a doctor. Yeah. Like, he don't think that Lisa isn't portraying that she's a doctor. It's just, once again, people fail to understand its language. Like, they talk differently than we do.
Yeah, I know, totally. And so, you know, we all know you're watching this season. It sounds like you're a pretty big fan of the show. Do you have any other fan favorites from the season that you're really kind of rooting for, or that you think is just a complete joke? You know, what do you think of the other couples on the show?
Well, to be honest, I started out loving Big Ed.
Yep. I think a lot of us did.
I'm not a fan of Big Ed.
Really? So what made you turn the corner on him?
Seeing the way when he got there, how he was treating Rose and pushing for the STD test. And to me, you're pushing for that because you're so amped up because you ain't had none in years that you're trying to pressure this girl. You just met her. Like,
I know.
Take some time to get to know her. She didn't even know what an STD test was. Like,
I know.
I didn't like that. Like, I didn't like how he was playing with her, and then I didn't like the whole shaving the leg incident, and, like, I just didn't like how he's treating her. Like, I felt bad for her.
Yeah.
So, but I was really rooting for them in the beginning because I thought it was just a great time. And he seemed sweet, and he seemed genuine, but as the show went on, his true colors came out.
Yeah.
And I think he just tries to play his disability and, oh, feel bad for me, I'm such a sweet guy, but true colors are always shown.
Yeah, I can't figure that one out either. You know, when I saw the preview, he really seemed like him and his dog, just a nice guy. He was just a fun guy to hang around with, good spirits, and he just seemed like a real great guy. But as the episodes keep coming out, you know, his, like you're saying, his true colors from what we can see on the show. Now, we haven't heard his side of the story. Who knows what's really going on? But from what we can see, it does seem to be a little bit different than we were all thinking. And then, of course, there's Yolanda and David, who, you know, do you have any thoughts on those two people?
I think that's an absolute joke.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like TLC, like, I understand people apply for the show, but you knew in filming that both of them were getting catfished.
Right.
And it's not, there is a show called Catfish. They can take their story there. this is about people that are really trying to find love and they're genuinely going through the process, and I just feel like they're making themselves look dumb.
Yeah.
Like, and last night David was searching through the town using Google speech to translate, and he's looking for his girlfriend. Like, that's like borderline psycho stalker stuff. Like, that's
I know. And the $100,000 that he spent on her and he's never FaceTimed me, it's just, it's insane. And if I was a producer on that show, I would sit him down and say something. Are you out of your mind? But, you know, it's probably great entertainment, great TV for them. So, they're, you know, the producers probably aren't complaining. And so when you were on the show, what was that experience like? I've always kind of wondered. And
It was very intimidating at first because in shot or in person, I'm kind of very shy at first. I know it don't seem like I'm shy, but I am. So, and I don't like being put on the spot. So it was very intimidating and awkward for me at first until I got comfortable with the producers and the film crew. And by the end of the day, I'm laughing, joking around, singing with them, dancing. Like, by the end of the day, I was comfortable. But it was very awkward at first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could see that for sure. Nicole, I really appreciate you coming on. I think I kind of went through everything I had to ask you. You know, one last question I do have to ask you. As a fan of 90 Day Fiancé, I don't want you to give away any spoilers. I'm sure you have an idea what's going to happen. But who are you rooting for? If you've seen, you know, Lisa and Usman together so far, are you rooting for them together as a friend, as a fan of the show? Are you rooting for them to stay together? Or are you rooting for them to go their separate ways?
No, I'm, of course, rooting for them to stay together and follow through. And at the end of the day, I'm hoping Lisa has her little fairy tale, as you call it. Like, I'm hoping everything just continues to pan out and plays out.
Yeah, I agree. I really hope. I from the bottom, you know, I've heard so many rumors this way, that way, and I, from the bottom of my heart, hope it works out for the best for both of them. And I mean that for everyone on the show. And do you have any other predictions with the other couples? Who you think it's actually going to work and who is going to find love on this season?
Honestly, I don't think it's looking hot for a lot of them on the season. I'd like to think that Joffrey, however you say him, I'd like to think that him and
Faria,
his girlfriend, are going to work out.
Yeah.
I think they seem like a cute couple, and I spoke to him on live a little bit, so he seems like a nice, genuine person. I know there's rumors and everybody's saying what they're saying about him and this and that, but we all have a fan.
Right.
Everybody has stuff they're not proud of, but I am kind of rooting for them to go along. I was rooting for Steph and Erica. They were my all-time favorite, but I don't think Steph's really into Erica.
Nope.
From what I've been seeing on the show. So that's kind of disappointing because now the only person I have to root for is Lisa and Usman, and I already know the ending.
Yeah.
I can't tell you the ending, but I know the ending. So,
right.
I mean, I'm still rooting because I'm watching the show, and like I said, I'm seeing stuff that I didn't know about. But
right.
As of this moment, that's who I'm rooting for.
How about Avery and Ash, the couple over in Australia? Do you like them? You think they're going to work out?
Oh, yeah, I forgot about them, but I do like Avery and Ash, but I feel like Ash is not being forthcoming with Avery.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like he, and then on the episode last night, I don't know if it was on the episode or the preview for next week when he was like, I'm single.
I saw that.
Like, wait, you're single?
Yeah.
Like, that to me was like, oh man, here we go. Like, hold up, how are you single but you got her coming the whole way over here?
I know. Well, hey, that's never a good word to say when you are in an obvious relationship to the point where she flew thousands of miles to go see him and stay with him. So that is never a good word to use. So yeah, that is not probably going to end the situation well. But we'll have to wait and see. You know, I appreciate you coming on. Where can everyone follow you? Yeah, you're on Instagram, right?
Yes.
I think I'm seeing Nicole_Newman, N-E-W-M-A-N 18, number 18. Is that right?
Yeah, that's it.
Well, everyone listening to this podcast, please, please, please go follow Nicole. She was just saying, you know, I'm scrolling through her Instagram right now. She has a couple hilarious memes. There's a lot of videos and whatnot. Give her a follow. You know, I really appreciate you coming on here, taking your time tonight, doing this episode. So many people were dying to hear your side of the story as the friend. So I greatly appreciate it. Is there any other comments, any other points you want to make before we sign off?
Not really. Just people stop being so mean and hateful. Like, learn to love people. Learn to stop judging people. If you don't got nothing nice to say, don't say it.
Totally.
Like, stop bullying people. It's real. Cyberbullying is very real. And with the world the way it is today and the corona, so many people are suffering depression and anxiety. Like, now's not the time to be mean to people.
Totally.
Just be kind. Love one another. Be nice.
I double that for sure. Well, Nicole, I appreciate it. Everyone listening, thank you, thank you, thank you guys for listening. Next week, we are going to have another amazing guest on this podcast. So everyone, please make sure to leave a comment, leave a review on this podcast if you have not reviewed it yet, and stay tuned for many more episodes.